plane is boarding soon, and it's so plain to see that one could lose his way. So could you pray with me that I don't lose my soul in the luxury?
Money, the jealous type, I always knew it. I knew she'd come around if I only sweat the music, but I'm starting to believe it. That's a problem to my health, 'cause the size of hefty checks could make me vomit on myself. But I give it up to heaven, 'cause it isn't John. The chorus and instrumental, oh, you think it's odd? I don't have to give you lyrics, 'cause I know it's God. That's why I get emotional when the chorus drops.
We know you have to leave, and we're not mad at all. You'll be back in town, and we'll play basketball. And if you fall off track, we'll be your Adderall.
All right, welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It is good to be back.
Oh my God. The show's name is It's All About Perspective. Remy, I don't know if you remember, I proposed possibly changing the name of the show. Do you remember what I suggested?
Suggested to change it to?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Glorified Oxing. Is that essentially what radio is? What being a radio DJ is.
For some people, probably. I don't think for us, though.
Not this part. This part is all, it's all talent. It's all...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anyone can make a playlist and press play, but no one has the banter, the interesting conversations.
The cheeky banter.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you... I assume that you've told friends from back home and everything that we do the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are you forced to do, to be the man on the aux cord in the car because of that?
Absolutely not. I never get the aux.
I'm always put on the spot.
Really?
Everyone always.
For your DJ skills?
For my DJ skills. DJ Sweet Fig skills.
No, I actually rarely get the aux.
Wow.
Is unfortunate.
All right, that must be nice. Well, I guess you're not in a car very often.
Well, that's one thing. We don't drive.
Because
that much.
Congratulations.
Oh,
you got your driver's license.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my big thing this summer. Worked really hard.
Yeah, so this Nailed is our it. First show back from the summer. I feel like a lot of things happened. Well, not a lot of things happened, but...
A lot of time has passed.
Yes. For one, you got...
We've grown, we've matured. Got,
yes. I was all over the place. I was in D.C. I was in California for a week. Went to Austin two separate times for a week at a time.
Austin, Texas.
Right. Then finished in North Carolina with my family, and then went to visit my friend in another part of North Carolina, and had, like, 4 days home.
That's a lot of hopping and skipping around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a ton.
It was a lot. But
for you.
We're here, somehow.
Yeah.
I'm just in a daze. I don't live anywhere right now. I just exist
in
different places.
You're in a constant
state of flux. Yes. Well, should we pop right into the show?
Let's get some songs
going. Classic shenanigans?
Absolutely.
Maybe that makes me a fool. I like that you're lonely, lonely like me. wanna be up soon, it's likely that I call you. We are young, baby, so it's the night we can rendezvous. Cause you hit bottoms, hit them like no other.
You just heard Broken by Lovely the Band. It's all in lowercase.
Yep, another weird band name to add to our list of weird band names.
Again by Noah Cyrus featuring XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
And Call Me - Mimi by Naked.
Naked spelled
N-E-I-K-I-K-E-D.
All caps.
All caps. That actually reminds me, I got this idea from some video my friend and I bonded over, but I suggested making our Wi-Fi password four words, all lowercase, all uppercase, but it's one word, all lowercase.
Four words, all uppercase is the password.
So the quote, four words, all uppercase,
yeah,
are the words, but the actual form of the word and form slash style of the word is one word,
yes,
all lowercase.
Yeah. I understand.
So it's in lowercase letters.
Yeah.
And you said type out four words all lowercase. But so when
but that's just a mess with someone.
Yeah, basically the point would be that this is not an original idea. I can't remember the video this came from. My friend and I both watched it and we saw it and reminded me of that. Mm-hmm. Basically someone comes over, they say, "What's your Wi-Fi password?" You say four words all uppercase, but it's one word all lowercase.
Yeah.
And just
funny.
Let it ensue. The fun ensue.
I'm a big fan of interesting router names.
Yeah.
Passwords aren't really.
I've seen Miss Chandler Bong when I was in, which is from Friends.
Oh.
But that's not their Wi-Fi. Obviously, Wi-Fi didn't exist back then.
Right.
That was the name of the TV guide that came on his. It said Mrs. Chandler Bong.
Oh.
On his TV guide.
Right.
There's also my aunt made my grandma's Wi-Fi name, the name of the Wi-Fi, Get Your Own Wi-Fi, which I love.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've seen any other innovative ones.
Somebody who lives near where I do, probably in the same street, has their Wi-Fi name. I think it's New England Clam Router, which I thought is pretty...
Okay.
It's not like hilarious.
I'm not laughing, I'll give it a smirk.
Thanks, Dylan.
On a scale from smirk to lol, I would give it a smirk.
Wow, okay. Well, never mind then.
Also, the song you heard that we started the show off was Luxury by John Bellion. I'm still all in on the John Bellion train.
Dude,
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It was Luxury. Got a little messed up. Got a little technical issues. But hey, it's the first song of the first show. I feel like we can make one... It's not a mistake. It's a learning experience.
We're working out the kinks. It happens every year.
Yes. All right. Well, I guess let's pop back into the show.
Let's do it.
I'm excited about that. We're basically playing... I don't know about you, because for those listeners that are new to our new time slot, we were at 2 p.m. last year. Now we're at 3 p.m., the coveted Sunday 3 p.m. time slot.
Yeah.
You pick songs, I pick songs, and we don't tell them whose songs are what. But I do think there is a thread between them. They just so if they could, they could probably guess
who's
the list on one list, mm-hmm. but not whose was whose unless they knew us.
Right.
But at least my songs are basically songs that I listened to over the summer.
I was thinking about doing a best of the summer recap, but it seemed like too much work, so I just picked songs that I liked right now.
All right. Well, I like this next one a lot. I know you like this next one a lot, so let's get it.
Premonition. need a place to go. Just put on the radio. You know what I wanna do. We can just dance to this. Don't take much to start me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body. And you know we already seen all of the parties. We can just dance to this. We can just.
Try.
All right, you just heard Dance to This featuring Ariana Grande by Troye Sivan, or Troye Sivan.
Sivan?
Sivan. S-I-V-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Followed by What She Wants by Arizona.
We're just going to keep it as Arizona.
No, I mean, I'm not going to let them win it, man. They can't let these band names get out of control. It's A space R space I space Z space O space Z slash space
Now you got me all confused.
Yeah, I'm lost in that, actually. The only thing that would make it worse is if they spelled out the spaces.
No one would do that.
So if their name was A, S-P-A-C-E,
that
R, S-P-A-C-E.
Is a surefire trip to irrelevancy.
Who knows? Imagine like Jimmy Fallon introducing them on the air.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I thought you were going to say the only thing that would make them worse is if they alternated capital and lowercase letters.
While spelling out space?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that.
Brain's hurting just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, followed by Feels Like Summer, Childish Gambino. He came out with those two, Summertime Magic and Feels Like Summer.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard them, I was not a huge fan. But I'll be honest, the more I listened to them, the more I liked it. Same with Dance to This.
I feel like that could kind of be the case for a lot of his songs because they're very interesting in how they're put together. They're not necessarily musically pleasing, but the more you listen to them, the more you realize that they're super interesting and have a lot of moving parts.
Musically pleasing. Can you elaborate on the term?
Well, it's not an exact scientific term that I know, but I just feel like there are some things that, you know, the human brain is designed to like, certain changes in pitch that follow each other or certain chords that go together. And you can have a really good song that doesn't necessarily like sound pleasing, you know? Or like when you look at a building, like an architectural building, and it has a lot of things jutting out, whatever, it's like a cool building, but it's not aesthetically pleasing to look at, you know?
Okay.
It kind of hurts your eyes because it has so many things going every which way.
I follow this analogy.
Like a song could be similar to that in terms of it has a lot of interesting effects and instruments coming in that you wouldn't expect that create if not something that is pleasing, is still fun to listen to because of how interesting it is.
Okay. I follow you.
A little bit.
Well, I'm gonna do a 180 here in our discussions. Because something we also neglected to bring up is it's senior year for us.
Wow, yeah.
This is our last first show of the year.
Well, if you want to get technical, once we come
there's
back.
There's a semester, and right, that is the new the year. New year. But we live in school years right now.
That's true.
The real world might live in years, but we live in school years.
Yes, it's our last first show of the school year.
What if they changed it? What if like they kept the 12-month system, but then they just swapped it so January is actually September?
What? Do you mean it would line up with the school year?
So the ninth month would be January.
Okay.
Or you could keep it. You could even keep it as the first month. What about that? You keep January as the first month,
okay,
as a date, but you just change it so that January happens when actually September is.
So you're saying this just so that when we have a school year, it's not the 2018-2019 school year. It would just be the 2019
yes.
year, followed by the 2020 school year.
Yes.
Seems like a lot of work for a very not a large problem.
I don't know. I mean, it makes kids struggle to remember what year they were in when something happened, like...
That is true, and I am particularly date-challenged. Like, I have a very hard time...
Mm, me too.
...with the dates and stuff. So I guess that would be useful, but it's too late for us now. And can you imagine how much of a global shift that would cause? That'd be like Y2K.
That would be...
we, like, kind of...
That would be crazy.
...with that, but...
Everything
would go nuts.
Well, when I was joking in D.C. this summer, I don't know if you've ever been to the Reflecting Pond, but it's absolutely disgusting. If
yes,
you look,
I have been.
It's
it is gross.
Absolutely disgusting. How is there not cleaning people for that?
And that's like a national.
It's
like,
a national thing. Landmark. What? Create some jobs. I don't know. Have some people clean it every morning.
They should clean it. It's really gross.
And you get
and it smells bad
an
too.
Economic boost.
Yeah.
And you get. Well, I don't know, but I'm imagining it might create. It creates.
I don't think you can create that many jobs.
Yeah, but it's a good PR move, maybe.
Probably.
I'll run for president on the sole campaign promise that we'll clean the reflecting pond.
Wow, I'd vote for you.
I appreciate that.
I'd probably be one of like three.
We'll start a write-in campaign. How about that? That's how we'll do this. You see those terms? I'm learning a lot because I'm watching The West Wing right now.
Dude, I love The West Wing. I've watched that show many times.
Oh, well, I'm on my first time.
What season and episode?
I'm on season 2.
Nice.
I don't know, but Lord John Marbury just became ambassador.
Dude, he's
amazing actor.
Pretty funny.
Amazing actor. All right. Well, Remy, let's play some more songs, shall
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Jumpsuit is unsteady. I'm lighter when I'm
When I wanna be enough, what a beautiful day for it. Making a break for it, we'll find a way to pay for it. Maybe from all the money we made, razor blade stores, friends and race horse and force a sponsor and start a concert, a complete diversion. Start a mob and you can be quite certain we'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no, we'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no, we'll win, but not everyone will get out. East is up, I'm fearless when I hear this on the low. East is up, I'm careless when I wear my rebel clothes. East is up, when bishops come together.
That's nothing new ever since no strength. I've been bulletproof, I think I'm coping. That's just my move, your arms wide open. Just like an ocean. And I keep falling in, oh, just the way I always do. Could've thrown me a lifeboat, got me feeling like deja vu. Oh no, give me one more good reason, I'll be done for, believe it. Need an encore, I'm dreaming. Damn, you got it, and I need it. I have a little bit too much. Every time I get a little bit too drunk, but I'm fine. I have a little bit too much, but this time, oh, I'll be giving it all up for a little bit of you tonight. So 2 days off, that's a weekend. 3 days off, ooh, I like this. 4 days off, I'm off the deep end. It's like I forgot about what life is. I let the future me figure that out. Cause right now I'm feeling righteous. I get the invite every night. Circle like a satellite, and everything we do is priceless. I have a little bit too much. Every time I get a little bit too drunk, but I'm fine. A little bit too much, but this time, oh, I'll be giving it all up for a little bit of you. So put drunk me on the guest list, I'ma come too. So scotched up and I'm coming with a crew. Couple rough sodas, maybe one or two. Need a charger with a lightning bolt, Pikachu. Double shot, fuck it, let's triple it. What you got? Give me a hit of it. In that top, see you live sipping it, baby. Just give me a little bit.
All right, you just heard Side Effects by the Chainsmokers featuring Emily Warren, followed by 21 Pilots, Nico and the Niners, followed by a little bit by Time Flies, but not the original, recorded at Spotify Studios.
I actually love the Spotify Studios, you know, recordings and covers, because I love hearing songs reimagined in different ways, and I actually like this version way better than the original version. And they're not always acoustic like this, like... this just happened to be that way, but they do a lot of just regular covers with, you know, the band and all the instruments in the Spotify studio, and they give certain songs a whole new look. So I'm a big fan of, and they make playlists out of it. So Spotify singles are the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of acoustic versions. Sometimes acoustic versions of songs are actually better than their original version. I had an idea
that
of playing, because there's this one song, again, by John Bellion, I'm all about him right recently, that of playing his song and then playing it his of him doing it the acoustic version, but like one after the other, just so you can compare. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that idea.
Because it involves listening to the same song.
Because it's the same song twice. It's the same words, but it's significantly different styles. And then we can talk about it afterward.
That would be pretty cool, actually. I would like that.
It'd be an interesting little take there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do that next week.
Maybe we will.
Well, we gotta
stay tuned to find out.
You gotta tune in next week. We don't do that for 10 more minutes. That's not the part of the schedule yet. Although I did tell someone that I would talk to you about this. Because he finds it hilarious, but we'll see what you think.
Oh,
basically,
no.
No. This just came up in the sense of, and I think a comedian has done a whole take on this, a whole bit on this. So this is not, again, not an original bit. Mm-hmm. Don't want any lawsuits coming at me, senior
year.
Get
hit
year.
With a cease and desist letter.
for our It's All About Perspective with DJ Sweet Fig and Remy. Oh, wait, you say it. With DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
There we go. Basically, I don't know how you feel about this, but I hate when people take a word that is from another language and while they're speaking English still, say that word with the accent of the language of origin.
Hmm. Okay, are they from that place?
No. No, if they're just learning that language. Hmm. So, yes, I've learned French in my time alive, but you don't see me going like, hey, Remy, do you want to go get a croissant tomorrow? Like,
that's a good point.
That's absolutely absurd. We don't go to get tacos. We go to get tacos.
Wait, I feel like I know where you're getting this from.
My own feelings. And then when I've said this, someone has told me and showed me a clip of the guy saying the word. He has an entire paragraph with words like that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this was an original idea. We're getting a caller right now, actually,
Remy.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
So we can pick this up.
So we can, well, maybe they have some thoughts on this.
Some feelings about how they should pronounce it.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. Where are you from? No, I just hung up on you.
All right. That is exciting radio.
Well, if you're listening, please call back in. We're
working out the kinks.
We're working out the kinks. It's our first caller of the evening. But of the evening. It's 3 o'clock.
It's almost 4.
It's almost 4. So please, they're calling back. All right, there we go. Here, let's give this a shot. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Bonjour.
Oh my God. I think I recognize this voice. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm calling to talk to Remy. This is Bob Savoy. Remy, I miss you this summer.
Wow, I really miss you too.
Are you going to be playing today?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not going to be doing a song today, but definitely on other shows coming up.
Yeah, we didn't mention that normally you play a song live.
That's true.
But we'll get that back up.
I didn't
up.
Have one ready for this week, but I will have one ready for next
this
week.
This is the cold show.
I'm looking forward to hearing you next time. Good hearing you, Dylan.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Goodbye. All right. I guess not goodbye. No respect.
Just to me.
No respect. Called in, not for me, for you.
Hey, what can I say? I'm really something.
Well, he's going to enjoy this next song, actually, because he played this multiple times this summer.
Really? Nice.
But anyway.
Is it a family song?
It's not a family song.
Ooh.
But it's just a song that he enjoys, I know. Another thing I want to talk about while we're here.
We didn't even really address the pronunciation thing, though.
Yeah, I just hate when people say that. If you're from that country... If you're from France and you're speaking English and you say, I would like to go get a croissant, I totally get it. Makes sense.
But if you're not, you shouldn't.
I'm not doing that, and I've learned French. You should. It's yes, that's how true. The words are should be pronounced, but do you get where I'm coming from?
Yes, yes. Because when you're doing it and you're not from that country, isn't it kind of just showing off that you know how to say it in that way or that you speak the language or you have that accent?
You also don't hear people saying like, oh, I live on a cul-de-sac. That would be so odd.
That would not sit well with me.
Yeah, that would be extremely odd. So I vote that people should stop doing that.
This just in, by the way, for listeners who don't know, Dylan and I are both on the club tennis team, and I'm just getting reports that looks like we won the tournament at Brandeis.
Ooh!
So shout out to club tennis.
Club tennis, well done.
Racking up victories.
We won at WPI the other day.
We're 2-0 on the season.
We're 2-0.
No one can touch us.
We're on that Can't Stop, Won't Stop grind.
You heard it here first.
Just a disclaimer, that has actually not happened yet. We will update you when that happens.
We will be going
We will update you when we actually have that confirmed.
Anyway,
let's play a few more songs and then let's end it with I don't know. All right, my idea that I proposed to you.
Sounds good.
Just heard Never Be the Same by Camila Cabello, and now we're into Remy's actually favorite part of the show. It's great that since I've brought you on, it's perfect. Not I've brought you on. I don't mean to take a full credit for, I didn't discover you. but you enjoy doing the PSAs.
I do.
And not that I don't enjoy them, but they're not my favorite part of the show.
What can I say? I like to read.
So give it. That's a good. It's a good thing. give us a read.
All right, this one I just pulled this out. I didn't put a lot of thought into picking a PSA right now, but
don't read anything into this one.
But anyway, firearm safety PSA. There are 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most crucial rules about handling any firearm. This is weird. It says four rules, and it starts at rule zero, which I've never seen before.
I have a story about that afterward.
Anyway, rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Interesting phrasing.
Oh, God.
Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, I didn't want this to get political, my man.
Well, it doesn't have
to. It's just firearm safety.
Just firearm safety.
Let's move on. Rule zero, right?
Rule zero.
On that note, I have a tennis coach who would always insist that, and I brought this up on the show, but this might be 3 years ago now, that he would insist that when we do push-ups, we have to start on zero. So we do 10 push-ups starting on zero.
So you do 11
push-ups? Yes. Thank you. That's my problem. I will gladly do 11 push-ups. If he says, I want you to do 11 push-ups, that's fine. But he says, 10 push-ups start at zero. So I'm saying, I can't give you this paperclip and then say, you have zero paperclips in your hand. You can't do one push-up and then have been told, no, that did, like, you have done nothing, because that is zero. So we were doing 11 push-ups. I would be up. He doesn't even admit that you're doing 11 push-ups. He says, no, you're doing 10 push-ups, but you start on zero. Wow. He says the number line, this is an entire summer we went back and forth on this.
And you seem very passionate about
it. I'm so passionate about it. He claims that the number line starts at zero. I have a problem with that too. There's arrows on both ends of the number line. That doesn't start anywhere.
That's true too.
So, I'm up in arms, Remy.
You're kind of freaking out about this.
Because he also, he would want you to say it out loud. So you go down, up, zero. So I would, because I'm Dylan and I'm stubborn, I would go, one. He goes, nope, we got to do it again. So everyone in the clinic is getting upset because they're like, Dylan, come on.
Yeah.
Like, say zero. I'm like, it doesn't start at zero. We did one push-up.
So how did this end?
It doesn't. We still go back to this, yeah. Basically, I think we just learned to disagree, because I would say zero. I would just not say the first one out loud, and I would still count to 11, but just quietly to myself and let the others scream it out loud. Well, I'm very heated about this.
Yes, you are.
I didn't mean to be.
Yeah. We didn't want to get political, so instead we got
fired
crazy
up.
About something else.
Well. I also just wanted to bring up, as we're ending the show here, because it's 58 almost.
Wow.
We're possibly looking into maybe having the behind the scenes streaming.
That's right.
Somewhere on Facebook Live, on Twitch or something, but might be an interesting thing. Don't know what we would do while the music's playing, but we can look into that.
Yeah.
Well,
and also it's just cool to, I think, see how animated we can get in the studio. Dylan was up in arms, literally
throwing
shaking.
The control board.
And that's something I'm sure everyone wants to see.
Anyone that's listening from WMFO, I'm not actually throwing the control board.
I don't think you can lift it.
Yeah, I don't think you can take it out
of
the desk. Well, thank you so much for listening. We got one more song for you, but then it's going to be the next show. So, I'm DJ Sweetfig.
I'm Remy.
This has been It's All About Perspective. We are now Sundays at 3 p.m. We look forward to having you guys listen to us for the rest of the semester. We'll see you next week.
I've never been the type who needs someone to blow their mind, climb my tower to bring me flowers. But if you wanna wake me up with some coffee in a cup and talk for hours, I like the sound of that. But you don't satisfy the hunger in my mind, 'cause our bodies are predictable. No, I'm gonna call you on the phone. No, I'm gonna ask when you get home. I already know what's next. I end up in your bed. Then you're gonna put back on your clothes, and I'm gonna wish I was alone. But we never change a step. I just want some company when I'm not between your sheets, but I'm not dramatic.
so I'll pick my battles here.